Not too long ago, my family was on vacation, and a photographer asked our family, could we pose or show a display of a face of fear?
不久之前，当我们一家人在度假的时候，一位摄影师问我们是否可以摆出一张感到恐惧的脸。
Let me show you the results.
结果就是这样的。
Now we had a little fun there.
我们当然那时候很开心。
But if you think about it, when it comes to fear, it's the most recognizable face that people could relate to.
请大家想一想。神所赐给我们的各样感情当中，其中一个最显而易见的就是惧怕。
When it comes to fear, it can bother us.
说到惧怕，它可以很困扰我们。
Of course, I don't want that picture to bother you, so it's okay to take that picture off right now.
但我也不是想用这个照片来让大家很感到困扰。
Now, nothing gets the pulse or the heartbeat going faster.Than fear.
没有什么比惧怕更能让人的脉搏或心跳加速了。
In our given society, it's worth noting how much fear stimulates us.
在我们的社会当中，值得注意的是，有多少的危机会引发我们这样的恐惧。
How much fear stimulates us from a global pandemic such as COVID?Or when we hear about disasters like fires or earthquakes.
就比如说新冠疫情的流行，或者当我们听到火灾或地震这样的灾难的时候。
How much fear affects us when we hear about crime in the neighborhood?
当我们听到我们邻里出现犯罪活动的时候，我们会有多少的恐惧？
Maybe some of us even wonder, did I close the door, lock the door, close the garage door?
甚至我们经常会去思索我们到底有没有把车库的门或者车的门给锁好啊。
By the way, I do it all the time when I'm down the street.
我经常这样。
Let me ask you, what does the Bible says about fear?
那圣经中是如何描述这个畏惧的呢？
This morning, our scripture passage from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 gives us perspective on fear.
我们今天早上要读的经文在箴言一章七节 这里面讨论了什么是畏惧。
I think this passage shouldn't just be familiar to us, but it should mark our lives.
我们对这段经文可能会很熟悉，但我想这段经文也应该成为我们生命的标志。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7.
请大家翻开你的圣经到箴言一章七节。
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
箴言一章七节。
The word of the Lord reads, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
This is a very short verse, but it should have a profound impact on our lives.
这是 一段非常短的经文，但是却会产生非常大的影响。
Just to let you know, both the Old Testament as well as the New Testament confirm that the fear of the Lord should mark our lives.
不论是在新约还是旧约当中，圣经都证实敬畏耶和华应该成为我们生命的标志。
The psalmist says in Psalm 86, says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart, that I may."Fear your name.
在诗篇八十六章十一节，诗人写道：“耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名。”
And how does the Bible describe a worthy woman?
那箴言是如何描述一个令人敬佩的妇女呢
？It says in Proverbs 31:30, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised."
箴言三十一章三十节，为敬畏耶和华的妇女。
How about the assembly that worships God?
那在敬拜神的殿堂当中呢
？It says in Psalm 89 that God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around Him.
诗篇八十九篇第七节，他在圣者的会中是大有威严的上帝，比一切在他四围的更可畏惧。
Even Jesus taught us about the fear of the Lord.
耶稣也教导了敬畏神。
He said in Matthew chapter 10, he says, "Do not fear those who could kill the body, and cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who destroys both the soul and body in hell.
马太福音十章二十八节，耶稣说：“那杀身体的不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。”
From our wisdom literature in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, "Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man."
传道书十二章十三节说：“敬畏上帝，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。”
So both in the Old Testament and New Testament, it's telling us that fear of the Lord should mark our lives.
旧约圣经和新约圣经都说了，敬畏神应该成为我们生命的标志。
The fear of the Lord is not just a theme for Scripture, but should be a running theme in the life of any believer.
敬畏耶和华不仅是圣经的一个主题，而更应该是任何信徒生活中的一个主题。
And this morning we are going to narrow it down in terms of our perspective in the given passage in the book of Proverbs.
今天上午我们将把范围缩小到箴言中的这段经文。
This is one of the most recognizable passages when we think about the fear of the Lord.
这段经文可以让我们更好地去思想什么是敬畏神。
We need to realize that Proverbs, the book of Proverbs was given to us as even in the opening says, it gives us insights, it gives us instructions and inspiration in not just learning more, but it involves the Lord God Almighty.
箴言第一章就总结了这一本书的内容，这本书给人以洞察力、训诲和启发，让人增长学问，而这一切都涉及了我们至高全能的神。
We have to realize that Proverbs is not, it's not promises per se, but practical perspective using the figure of speech.
当然，箴言所讲无关应许，而是用比喻去讲述一些很实际的观点。
Simply put, Proverbs is a timeless truth in the form of a simple illustration that exposes the fundamental reality of life.
简单的说，箴言是一个永恒的真理，以简单的例子揭露我们生命中一些很重要的事实。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Fools despise wisdom and instructions.
愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
To follow along, we will take a look at first the meaning. That is, we'll break down the verse.
首先，我们将这节经文会分成几个部分来探讨。
Secondly, we'll talk about the magnitude in terms of the impact that should be happening in our lives.
接下来，我们看一看敬畏神会产生什么样的影响。
And then third, we're going to take a look at the merger and how we could even further this particular truth in our lives.
第三，我们要如何将这个真理融入到我们生活当中。
So let's take a look at the meaning of the passage beginning with that first phrase, the fear of the Lord.
所以我们先来看一看箴言一章七节背后的含义是什么。
Have you ever wondered what the meaning of the fear of the Lord means?
大家有没有想过敬畏神到底是什么意思呢？
Most of the time, when we think about the word fear, we think of terror. We think of being scared or afraid.
很多时候我们把 fear 这个词与恐怖或者害怕联系在一起。
But biblically speaking, when it comes to fear, especially fear before the Lord, it means reverence, respect.
但在我们的这个语境当中 ,fear 这个词其实意味着敬畏。
One man wrote, G. Campbell Morgan wrote these, there are two kinds of fear. One is that the fear that God would hurt me, and that is a selfish fear. Number two, he says, the fear that I will hurt him, a fear founded in love and producing holiness of character and righteousness of conduct.
坎伯摩根曾经写到有两种害怕，第一种是担心上帝会伤害我，但这是一种自私的害怕。第二种呢，就是担心我会伤害他。这种害怕建立在爱的基础上，并带来性格上的圣洁和行为上的公义。
The late preacher Charles Spurgeon said, "It is a blessed fear which drives us to trust. Unregenerate fear drives us from God. Gracious fears drive us to Him."
斯布珍曾说，这是一种有福的害怕，它驱使我们去信靠。未重生的害怕会驱使我们离开神。而有恩典的害怕会驱使我们走向神。
So understand this, a healthy fear of the Lord helps us to be more, come before Him more often.
这种健康的害怕或者敬畏能够更加帮助我们常常来到神的面前。
While an unhealthy fear of the Lord makes us indifferent.
而这种不健康的害怕就会让我们没有什么不同。
Here it tells us we should have a healthy fear of the Lord.
我们应该对神有一种健康的、积极的害怕。
And a healthy fear of the Lord means reverence, respect.
那种健康的害怕，第一就是要尊崇。
Besides reverence and deepening our understanding about this phrase, fear of the Lord, we should also just recognize in terms of who God is.
我们除了要尊崇神，还应当对神有一个正确的认识。
So when we fear the Lord, we truly recognize God for who He is. He is the Creator, and we are His creatures.
当我们真正敬畏耶和华的时候，我们会意识到神他就是造物者，而我们是他的受造之物。
God is our great shepherd, and we are simply His sheep of His pasture.
神是大牧人，而我们是他的羊。
He is the sovereign and holy God, and we are sinners before Him.
他是有权柄的上帝，而我们则是罪人。
He is the Father; we are simply His children.
他是父亲，而我们是他的孩子。
He is the Master; we are His servant.
他是主人，我们是他的仆人。
So the importance of proper recognition, especially in the fear of the Lord, we must recognize who He is. And if we recognize who He is, we remember what He says, and what He says goes, and what He says will succeed.
这样正确的认知所带来的影响就是我们会对他是谁还有他说的话以及他要成就的计划有所反应。
So if what he says will succeed, we need to understand in terms of our following him and following his plans and following his promises.
如果我们对于他的这个计划有所反应的话，那我们就会去更愿意去顺从他，去跟随他。
A genuine fear of the Lord.Involves or prompts a response of obedience.
对耶和华真实的敬畏会带来顺服。
People who do not walk the line in terms of God's word do not fear the Lord.
不按神话语行事的人也不会敬畏主。
But if you fear the Lord, if you are in awe of the Lord, then adoration follows.
如果你对上帝心存敬畏，那你自然也会赞美他。
If you are in wonder of God, worship should follow suit.
如果你对上帝感到惊奇，那你自然也会敬拜他。
If you revere the Lord, responding and obedience should follow.
如果你尊崇耶和华，那么你自然也会顺服他。
Who will we trust above all?
你会最优先信靠谁呢？
Whose word is truth and grace will you follow?
你会尊崇谁在慈爱与真理中的话语呢？
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
敬畏神是知识的开端。
Have you ever wondered what fear looks like?
你有没有想过敬畏是长什么样的呢？
That is, the fear of the Lord looks like in Scripture.
那在圣经当中，我们来看一看敬畏神是什么样子的。
How about Job? Job was clearly a man who had a healthy fear of God.
我们来看一看约伯。约伯显然是一个敬畏神的人。
Chronicle in the first chapter of Job, the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" No one else is like him, a man of perfect integrity who fears God and turns away from evil.
约伯记第一章中记载，耶和华对撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他那样完全正直，敬畏上帝，远离恶事。
A person who has a fear of the Lord respects God and turns away from evil.
敬畏神的人会尊重上帝，并且远离恶事。
Let's look at the second phrase, the beginning of knowledge.
那我们来看一看第二点，知识的开端。
In the context, knowledge does not mean simply an intellectual assent, but rather a deep, intimate knowledge, particularly of the Lord God Almighty.
在这里，知识不是指理性上的认知，而是指更深层次的知识，特别是对耶和华上帝的认识。
For the believer, the fear of the Lord makes each one of wise in terms of knowing God.
对于信徒来说，敬畏神能使人有智慧，尤其是能认识上帝。
And not just knowing God, but knowing His redemptive story.
更是明白他救赎的故事。
Each believer is wiser than most of the supreme scholar or the greatest genius who do not know God.
信徒的这种智慧是超越那些还未认识神的顶尖学者甚至天才的。
In other words, if you know God and you fear God,You are much smarter or wiser than someone who does not know.
所以，如果你信靠神，你敬畏神，那你的智慧就比那些不信靠、不敬畏神的人要多。
And sure, we all know individuals that have incredible processing rates and understanding complex questions and problems.
当然我们都知道有些人在理解复杂方程和问题方面有着惊人的能力。
And granted, many of us know about individuals who have scholarly claims, degrees in various academic disciplines, or even those who have particular street smarts.
当然人们也可以在不同的学科领域都有所成就，或有些人在社会上他非常的会处事很圆滑。
Yet, in spite of their respective questions and depositions, they are profoundly ignorant if they do not fear the Lord God Almighty, the Creator and Sustainer of all things.
然而，就算人们有许多追求和积累，如果他没有对这位神有敬畏，那他们仍然是无知的。
In other words, it does not matter how smart you are, but rather whether you fear the Lord.
所以，问题的关键不在于你有多聪明，而你是否敬畏神。
Did you know that this verse points to Christ?
你知道这节经文也指向了基督吗？
You know, in one of the more exalting passages about Christ and found in Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, In whom, or in Jesus, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and understanding.
哥罗西书二章三节说，所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在基督里面藏着。
First Corinthians, another passage, the scripture passage, tells about Jesus as the power of God, the wisdom of God.
在哥林多前书一章二十四节还有另外一段描述，说基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
And thus we can conclude that Jesus is the foundation upon which knowledge is founded.
耶稣是一切知识产生的基础。
All true spiritual wisdom is found only in Christ.
所有真正的属灵智慧都只能在基督里找到。
And the first steps towards such wisdom is to trust in the Lord and faith in Christ.
那么迈向这种智慧的第一步就是信靠神。
Maybe you're here and you have spent time knowing about God, but you have yet to know God.
也许你来到教会，你已经花了一些时间来了解上帝，但还没有认识上帝。
You do not know God because you have yet to express and embrace in faith in Christ and who he is and what he's done on the cross for you.
你不认识神是因为你没有接受和宣告你相信耶稣基督，相信他的身份以及他在十字架上为你所做的事。
We need to remember that Christ experienced the wrath that was deservedly ours.
耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的原本应该是我们要来承担的。
And while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，他为我们而死。
Perhaps today, instead of looking to yourself or looking at other wisdom, look to Christ, look to Jesus for salvation.
也许今天与其寄希望于我们自己来解决各样的事情，我们不如来仰望耶稣的救赎。
The last part of our passage tells that the fools despise wisdom and instructions.
最后一点，我们来看愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Fools dismiss wisdom or instruction. It's not even a consideration of them, but rather they trample on wisdom that is beneficial to them or a truth that could actually save them.
这些人他们连考虑都不考虑，就直接践踏这对人有益的智慧和能拯救人的真理。
The psalmist says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
诗篇十四章一节说，愚妄人心里说，没有神。
There are times that we've come across people like that, don't we?
我们有时候也会遇到这样的人，不是吗？
They don't even want to hear the truth.
他们甚至不想听这些东西。
They don't even want to take the time to read scripture.
他们根本不想花时间来读圣经。
Obviously, they're fools for despising God's truth.
他们无视神的真理是非常愚蠢的。
Maybe we need to ask ourselves, how is the fear of the Lord manifested in our lives?
那敬畏神在我们生命当中是如何体现的呢？
Let me give you a couple of suggestions here. One is accountability. If you're not accountable to God, then who then can you be accountable to?
那第一点就是，如果我们不对神都不负责任，那么我们能对谁负责呢？
And if you cannot be honest before God, who can you be honest before? Can you really be honest before others?
如果你都不能对神诚实，那么你能在人前诚实吗？
Friends and brothers and sisters, we are all accountable before the Lord for how we live and what we do. We will all face the judgment seat of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要在神面前为我们的生活方式和所做的事情负责，我们都将面临神的审判。
As we understand the meaning of the fear of the Lord, let's understand the magnitude, how it could impact our lives.
我们刚才讨论了敬畏神的含义，我们现在来看看敬畏神会产生什么样的影响。
Let me give you three short things. One, the fear of the Lord should produce confidence in our lives.
第一点，敬畏神使我们感到有依靠。
Proverbs 14:26 says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. His children have a place of refuge."
箴言14:26说，敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
For those who fear God, they have God.
因为那些敬畏神的人，他们也有神的同在。
And borrowing a line from Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?"
诗篇27:1说到，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
And borrowing a phrase from Romans, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
罗马书8:31说，即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Think about this. When a person is primarily walking in fear of the Lord, he or she will have fewer feelings of insecurity, abandonment, and lesser fears.
当一个人选择优先行走在对神的敬畏中时，他就比较不会缺乏安全感、被抛弃以及恐惧的感觉。
Fear of the Lord produces confidence.
敬畏神使我们感到有依靠。
Did you know that fear of the Lord prolongs life?
敬畏神也会使我们的日子加多。
Proverbs 10:27 says, "The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be short."
箴言10:27说，敬畏耶和华使人日子加多，但恶人的年岁必被减少。
Now this truth is generally speaking, and discounting any number of things that could take our breath away from a long life path, especially in a fallen world.
这真理是要我们放下任何可能让我们喘不过气来的事物。尤其是在这个堕落的世界中。
But think about this, those who live in the fear of the Lord are more likely to live to a good old age than those who live in the flesh and live in the ways of the world.
请大家想一想，那些敬畏神的人比那些为肉体和世界而活的人更有可能安享晚年。
If we think about it, generally speaking, how much folly attributed to shortening one's life?
大家想一想，有多少愚昧的事物会使人的寿命缩短呢？
How much heartaches and hardships and harm comes from the basics of hatred, envy, and all sorts of emotional stresses?
有多少的揪心、困难和伤害是来自于我们心里的仇恨、嫉妒、内疚或者各种情绪上的压力呢？
How many wrongs or bad habits or addictions or flagrant sin can unravel one's vitality in health?
有多少的错误、坏习惯，还有成瘾和犯罪，会破坏一个人的健康活力呢？
Those who are wise and following the ways of the Lord can more than expect that they would live longer than the fool who despises truth.
敬畏神的人更有可能安享晚年。
Another thing that tells us not only does prolongs life produces confidence.But the book of Proverbs also tells us the fear of the Lord also should promote holy living.
敬畏神同时也能帮助我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Proverbs 3:7 says, "Be not wise in your own eyes; fear the Lord and turn away from evil."
箴言3:7，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Proverbs 16:6 that is noted there, it says, "Be steadfast."Be steadfast, love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for, but by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil.
箴言16:6说，因怜悯诚实罪孽得赎，敬畏耶和华的远离恶事。
Both these verses tells us that the fear of the Lord promotes holy living.
这两节经文强调了敬畏神可以帮助我们过圣洁的生活。
If you fear the Lord, you're less inclined to participate in unholy living.
如果一个人真正的敬畏神的圣洁，那么他就会做出相应的回应。
Because if you fear the Lord, you want to have holy living. You want to be transformed. You want to be doing what God wants you to do.
因为如果你敬畏神的话， 你就会被改变，你就会愿意过一个圣洁的生活。
If one truly reveres God as holy, then one will respond accordingly in terms of practice and the pattern of putting to death sin.
如果一个人真正的敬畏神的圣洁，那么他就会去操练除去犯罪的行为模式。
Believers who respect the Lord will be more aware of what brings dishonor and pain to God.
对耶和华有敬畏之心的人，则会更清楚什么样的事情是有辱主名的。
Think about this. If sin grieves the Holy Spirit, and it does. If sin grieves the Holy Spirit, and it does, a believer will be pierced or prompted to sin less or put to death sin through the power of the help of the Holy Spirit.
当一个圣徒因犯罪使圣灵担忧时，他一定会感到愧疚，被催促当减少犯罪，并且通过圣灵的力量来除去身体的恶行。
Let me put it this way. For those of us who knew, remember when we, before we knew the Lord, we didn't care about sin, right?
在我们还不认识主之前，我们好像也不会太在意犯罪。
We didn't care about sin because we didn't care about God.
我们不太在意什么是罪，因为我们不在意神。
But now that we believe in God, now that we revere Him, we do care about sin.
当我们选择跟随神的时候，我们就在意这个犯罪了。
When we sin, we feel bad because not only does it does damage to us, but it does damage in terms of our relationship with Him.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们就会感到不安，因为这会影响我们跟神之间的关系。
And we want to turn from those ways with the help of God.
所以我们想远离这些恶事。
The fear of the Lord promotes holy living.
敬畏神可以让我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Lastly, how can we grow more in the fear of the Lord?
那我们如何在敬畏神，帮敬畏神融更加的融入我们的生活当中呢？
In other words, how can we even mature even further in this reverence before the Lord?
我们如何在敬畏神方面更加的成熟？
Pay attention. We want to realize that God is great enough to fear, but He is good enough not to be afraid of.
我们要认识到我们的神是何等的伟大，使我们敬畏，却也是如此的善良，使我们不用惧怕他。
Let me give you this one passage from Scripture that magnifies this point.
我们看看这节经文。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, God spoke audibly during this very unique episode.
在马太福音十七章五到八节，神在一个非常特殊的情况下开声说话了。
In Matthew chapter 17, verses 5 through 8, it says, He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased, listen to him. And when disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only.
马太福音十七章五到八节，说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来，说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来，摸他们，说：“起来，不要害怕。”他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
In that passage, Jesus does two things. One, he corrects them.The second, he comforts them.
在这段经文当中，耶稣首先改正了他们的一个观点，然后耶稣安慰了他们。
What did Jesus correct the disciples on?
耶稣改正他们什么样的观点呢？
He said, "Do not be afraid." In other words, you know, abandon that terrible angle of fear.
耶稣告诉他们不要害怕，就是说，与其在敬畏中感到害怕。
But rather, Jesus comforted them and he encouraged them to have the tender side of fear.
耶稣反而鼓励他们在敬畏中有温柔的那一面。
What Jesus is saying is basically, God is great enough to be feared, but good enough that we shouldn't be afraid of Him.
耶稣就说，我们的神足够伟大，值得被敬畏，他也足够善良，所以我们不用惧怕他。
Remember in His goodness, God saved us.
我们想想神的慈爱拯救了我们。
In His goodness, He drew us through to Christ.
他透过耶稣基督将我们吸引向他自己。
for believers, if you have an unbalanced view of God, perhaps it's balancing the greatness of God and the goodness of God.
对于信徒来说，如果你没有平衡的去理解何为敬畏神，或许是难以平衡神既是伟大又是慈爱的事实。
The Bible encourages us as a believer. It says in Romans, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
圣经说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。罗马书八章一节。
We have nothing to be afraid of, but rather we should draw closer and nearer to our Lord and God Almighty.
我们不仅没有什么可害怕的，我们反而要更加接近这位伟大全能的神。
Lastly, if you have yet to profess faith in Christ, perhaps you don't fear God enough.
最后，如果你还没有接受基督，也许是因为你还不够敬畏神。
Or maybe you fear God all the wrong reasons and all the wrong ways.
又或许是你对神的敬畏不是出于正确的原因，也不是用正确的方式。
The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 27, that if you're not in Christ, you are facing, quote, a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that consumes the adversaries.
希伯来书十章二十七节描述了不在基督里的人所要面临的是战战兢兢等候审判和那将吞灭众敌人的烈火。
By the grace of God, he is offering us Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
然而神却赐给我们耶稣，我们的救赎主，神的羔羊。
God is inviting you to come to Christ.
神正在邀请你前来，来到耶稣面前。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
What is your choice today?
你今天的选择是什么呢？
Will you fear the Lord in all its healthiness and goodness?
你要去选择敬畏神吗？
Or will you dismiss what is true and what is honorable and what is right about the Lord?
还是说你要忽视神一切的美善和圣洁？
May your life and may our church be marked by such reverence for the Lord God Almighty.
愿我们自己的生命，我们的教会都能留有敬畏这位至高神的印记。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Lord God Almighty, Father, we humbly come before you.
神啊，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We come before you humbly because you are good and you are great.
我们来到你面前，因为你是那位美善的主。
Your greatness is unsearchable.
你的伟大是无法测度的。
You deserve our praise.
你配得我们的赞美。
Father, we pray that we would have a healthy view of you and that would mark our lives.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们，让我对你有一颗健康的敬畏的心。
That we would fear you with all respects.
让我们能够真正的来敬畏你。
And all reverence in terms of the worship that we should have before you.
让我们透过我们的敬拜来敬畏你。
And not only in terms of our worship, but in terms of the way we live.
不单单是敬拜，而是我们的生活方式。
That we would have such profound respect that it should impact the lives that we live.
让我们真正也能够尊敬我们所活的这样的一种生活方式。
And so, Father, we pray for your help.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Through your Holy Spirit,
透过你的圣灵
，that we would live a life that's honoring to you.
让我们能够过一个荣耀神的生活。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.